Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. John Dickinson in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. And we got an hour to go, and we'll turn it over to Ratto and Damon Bruce. And in this final hour, we're going to be joined by Patrick Baldwin Jr. Warriors selected him with a number 28 pick in last night's draft. He's 6'10". Played 11 games only at the University of UW-Milwaukee. Played for his dad. Got banged up his freshman year. That was that. And the Warriors are taking a shot on a player who hasn't played much in the last 2 years, but they believe has a big upside. And just another pedigree guy, coach's son. So we'll see. How it works out for him, and hopefully we'll get to know him a little bit in the next hour or so. JD, let's go to you want to keep the
Let's roll it.
Let's go to Joe. Joe's in Vallejo, wants to talk about one of his most disliked players. Hey, Joe. Joseph.
Yes, this is Joseph. Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure.
Hear me out on this. Going back to the Warriors' first championship with this group before Durant. The one thing about that team, nobody hated anybody on that team. The second five was love. Those that came off the bench was love. It was a love team, every player. This Warrior team that just won is the first Warrior team that people also hate. The Warriors ain't mad at. They good with it. But I can't stand somebody who was a good guy on the first championship but became a diva. And that's Draymond Green.
Mm.
Now, he's a super intelligent. Everything he do is calculated. I ain't mad at him if he can win that way. But I'm thinking about going to get my, buy me insurance company so I can become a referee. He would not get away with that stuff with me. But he's a smart, intelligent player. But I can't stand Draymond Green. Thank you.
I think he sums it up for a lot of people.
Well, Draymond doesn't care that you can't stand him.
Right? Well, you know what? He doesn't care now because he's on top of the world. Maybe he'll be on top of the world.
Well, I mean, forever. I think the caller touched on it. It's can you win that way? And I think there were people that questioned, hey, can you win the way that he's doing it? And unprecedented stuff with the media. I mean, you were talking about him being in the draft room last night, and I thought you brought up something interesting. I mean, I didn't necessarily agree with your premise on it, but you're like, is he a media member? Is he a member of the front office of the team or both or what? And I kind of said to you, well, Draymond's everything now.
Exactly.
Like, that's just – this is an unprecedented role, really, that he has now as a current player at the highest level, but he's also a media member in many ways at the highest level.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think the other thing is just from a, I forget who brought this up. It might have been a caller. I do think tonight, or I'm sorry, last night, he was probably just in the room mostly as an observer because they just ended their season. You can't tell me he's looking at college film. But I was telling you this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. If ever there's an there's NBA players that come along who can just look at a guy either in person or on tape for 10 minutes and be like, that guy can't play. And I feel like Draymond's one of those guys. Like Draymond could look at a guy's tape for 5 or 10 minutes and say he wouldn't score a point off me. He would not score a point. And he'd be right. But I do think just from a practical standpoint, he was not tapped into the college game this year. And their season went so long, he wasn't studying up on mock drafts. Now, maybe a year or two ago, during the Wiseman draft, when the Warrior when he took the year off and they didn't play.
Yeah, he was really into it.
Right. But, like, I mean, I think probably last night he just went mostly to observe, probably. Throw in his 2 cents if they asked him. Let's go to Leroy. Leroy's in Oakland. What's going on, Leroy? How you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny. How you guys doing, man? It's a pleasure to be on. Goo, I miss you, but, man, we in good hands. We in good hands. Thank you, guys. Real quick, I didn't like the draft from my Warriors, man. And I just want to say, first of all, in Bob Myers, I trust. I mean, boy, when he first got on, came on, he drafted Harrison Barnes and, you know, Festus Ezeli, who I thought would have been pretty good if it wasn't for the knees. And then we know about Kuminga and Moody and Draymond. And so in Bob Myers, I trust. And I hope he's right. I just don't like upside, man. I don't like, you know, a guy who didn't do much in college. And you go, he's got potential. We'll see. We see his upside. And Bob Myers is the guy to see that. I mean, how can you argue with it? With Draymond, and he saw what Draymond could do, and he ended up doing it. And but, boy, I just didn't. I hope Bob Myers is right. And, hey, real quick about the player who I wouldn't say hate, but I kind of hate that he doesn't do something, and that's Jordan Poole. And I would just like to see a little of his all-around game as far as grabbing, you know, 3-4 rebounds a game and dropping, you know, 4 or 5 dimes. It just frustrates me so much when a guard doesn't just naturally drop, you know, a dime or three or grab 4 or 5 rebounds. You look at Curry, and he's always in position to grab rebounds. And I hope he's learning that aspect from Curry, how to rebound and, you know, how to drop those few dimes. Because I think when Poole does that, we're unstoppable, guys. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Love the show.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. I mean, it must be nice to learn from Steph Curry. I'm looking at some of Baldwin Jr.'s info, JD.
Mm-hmm.
And one of it is, so he was a 5-star recruit.
Yeah.
And I guess was headed to Duke, then decided to play for his father at Milwaukee. I do, and I'm going to ask him this too. I do think, like, the one thing, and I think this is what Leroy's saying, I'm not saying it's bad or good, but it's just the way it is. So Patrick Baldwin Jr.'s in high school, and he doesn't have a great senior year. I mean, he's a 5-star recruit, but apparently gets banged up, doesn't go to Duke. Plays his freshman year at Milwaukee, plays 11 games, underwhelming. And he went to bed last night, and he woke up this morning with a guaranteed $4-plus million in his pocket. $4-plus million, 11 college games at UW-Milwaukee.
It's great stuff if you can get it.
I mean,
it's good work.
I guess it is. I guess it is. And that's, you know, that's one of those things where if, you know, I hope he can eventually play. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe we'll find out.
Well, the Warriors took him with the belief that they think he can eventually play.
No doubt. No doubt. But they also took Jacob Evans, thinking he could play at some point, and he hasn't done. You know, he hasn't
played.
Look,
the Warriors have invested a lot in their player development,
no doubt,
to be able to improve. And I think you would say, going back over just the last year, whether it's Jordan Poole or Kuminga or Moody or even some of the players on their roster, Wiggins, you could make the case. I mean, player development, there was a significant and noticeable bump in player development across the board, I thought, that played out in games that actually mattered last year compared to previous years. Like, Jordan Poole was a level better.
No doubt.
And Wiggins was a level better. And a lot of that's on Wiggins, but I think, you know, you put in the work. I mean, he's still relatively a young player. I mean, think of Jonathan Kuminga from the beginning of the year to the end. Moses Moody from the beginning of the year to the end. I think you got to be a little more optimistic about the player development component now moving forward.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. And what do you think about this statement that comes in? I kind of agree with it. Evans was not an upside guy. They thought he could defend, but he wasn't athletic enough. I kind of think they did think he might be able to play a little right away.
I think they did.
Yeah. So that's also interesting. Who the Warriors have gotten at like, here's the other thing. I think Festus Ezeli was a hell of a pick.
Yeah. Looney was a great pick. Poole now is a great pick.
But do you hold it against the Warriors because Ezeli ends up getting hurt once he gets into the league? I kind of don't.
No, I don't.
Especially when he gave him a good year or two. So, 888-957-9570 is the number. It's hard to believe, but, man, it's been 8 days and the Warriors have won a title. They've had their parade. They've now drafted players. Free agency's coming next. If you're the Golden State Warriors, how do you keep this thing going? How do you win it next year? How motivated is the Big Three going to be? Of the three players who are free agents, Looney, Porter Jr., Payton II, who do you want to keep? Can you keep all of them? Does Joe Lacob and Bob Myers want to keep all of them? And where do Poole and Wiggins fit in? Poole can get an extension this year. So can Wiggins, but both are under contract for the next year. So that's what we'll see. That's what we'll see. Do you expect, let me just throw this at you, because we can talk a little league overall. So you have Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn giving a list of six teams. I mean, are you at the point, the word's not care, but is there anything that you could see happening in the offseason where you say, maybe the Warriors are in a little trouble? Or having seen all, like, see, here's the thing. Who's
nothing
okay.
that I can pinpoint well, that, right now.
Here's what I mean. Okay, so
like Kyrie goes Irving. To the Lakers.
Exactly. So what?
Yeah,
I mean, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, that would make the Lakers better.
Right.
But it's also, how many games are Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis going to play?
Exactly.
I mean, they'd have a big three at that point. I mean, that would be a legitimate big three on paper.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'd kind of worry about
but
that.
But is LeBron going to miss half the season and Anthony Davis half the season and Kyrie going to choose to play half the season for whatever reason?
Would you want Kyrie on your team?
I don't think so at this point.
It's tough.
I don't think he can be trusted.
It's tough.
I just don't think the desire's there.
Right.
He almost has to reprove to me that the desire's there. I mean, he's already won a championship.
I know. And he hit the biggest shot in
that's the other part of it.
Championship.
You know, this guy was a number one pick in the draft. He's won a championship. He's gotten paid a couple of different times. Credit to him. I mean, went to Duke. Like, he's kind of been there, done
elevated.
That.
Elevated.
Been there, done that. And so, in a way, it's almost... Clearly, he's got other interests,
right.
Which is fine.
And see, that's why...
But that's why I
don't dislike Durant. Because I know in his heart, he loves the game, Durant. He just wants to play. And you know, I don't want to get into any regret or anything. Because I just don't think he felt challenged out here. And I think he felt somewhat hollow after the championships. But the guy loves to play. The guy just wants to play. That's all he really wants to do. I don't get the sense Harden loves the game anymore. I don't get. I think you're right. I don't get the sense Kyrie loves the game anymore. Ben Simmons doesn't love the game anymore.
Well, he's a little young for that.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is, and I'm not saying Simmons is going to retire, but can you win with those guys when they're such prominent parts of your team? Look, you can win with a seventh man who might not love the game, but
that's what we're
finding. He's the seventh man.
We're finding that some of these teams can't.
What do you mean?
Win.
Exactly.
And teams like the Warriors are able to get back on top and win. Well, why? Because their guys, I mean, there's
no
you
doubt.
Can say whatever you want, but their main three guys absolutely love the game and
no
are addicted
doubt.
To winning.
No doubt. Absolutely.
I mean, they have the Jordan, whatever Jordan had, whatever Magic Johnson had, whatever Larry Bird had, the competitiveness
right.
to want to win and want to win again and again and again and again. Like, they don't lose that just
right.
because you got it one time the way maybe a Kyrie lost it after he got it the one time.
It's true. Yeah, that's a good point. And so then I wonder who.
Now, even LeBron. You know, I think LeBron's got it, but I think LeBron's won so many for and been to so many others that I think even he. And I think because he's been on so many teams where he's carried the load, that I. Like, without maybe enough talent around him to really legitimately win, I think he kind of. I think even he's a little cynical toward, well, you know what? The circumstances are the circumstances.
I think, and this is one of the things that I've been thinking about now is,
like, I think he stopped pushing a little bit.
Who?
LeBron.
Oh, yeah. But I believe he can push again.
Yeah.
If need be. But what I'm saying, JD, is, you know, I'm looking, you know, who's going to be the player out there or players or team that knock the Warriors out, either in the, and here's why I'm saying that, because it may be a player or team that we don't think are champions right now. You know what I mean?
Well, I wouldn't pick anybody that's not a champion at
okay.
this point.
See,
to
that's
me, you'd almost have to be a champion. Maybe the Celtics would probably be the closest thing.
See, I think there's a scenario that's right where Doncic could do it, Jimmy Butler could maybe do it.
Yeah.
But you know, is it going to be? You know, here's a guy, you think, can Kawhi get it back? Where's Kawhi Leonard at these days? You know, and his head was always a little funky anyway. And where's Paul George?
He's another one that I think he likes to go after it. But, I mean, Kawhi,
right.
but I also think everything's got to be perfect.
Exactly. He's kind of like Iguodala, very high maintenance.
Like, if he's playing the right amount of games and his
exactly.
body feels right and things are going well enough with everything, okay, I'm in. I'm going for it.
I
but if something's
agree.
A little bit off,
but I do think
I've already won a couple.
But I do, and this is like a greatness I'm not sure we can relate to. But if you are truly the greatest player in the game, which he could lay claim to at some point, if you know you're not 100%, I gotta believe there's an understanding there with a great player that I'm not going out there. I'm not gonna. It's not about, well, I'm not going to look good, or I know I'll be able to help my team. It's like, I need everything. It's like I'm a finely tuned race car. Everything needs to be fine. And then when that's going on, then I can be the best player in the league. Let's go to Jack. Jackson Oakland wants to talk some Warriors in off season. Hey, Jack, what's going on, man?
Hey, hi, you guys. Thanks for answering me.
Sure.
Hey, so I think that Durant left us, right?
Yep.
And I really don't think that that's really okay for us to take him back. And I think his ego got involved because Steph Curry was number one to Steve Kerr. But the other thing I wanted to say is that Jordan Poole, when he would be in starting for Klay, before Klay could come back, he was knocking it out of the park. He was like 32 points a game. And you know what? I thought his... You know, it's all about ego with some of these guys. And as soon as, you know, they dropped him back and Klay took over, Klay didn't do so well. He
right.
did okay, but he didn't do so well. But Jordan Poole, you know, he went down a little bit. And the same thing happened to
Who was also in the All-Stars, Wiggins.
Oh, yeah, okay, go ahead.
He went to the All-Stars, he was like knocking it out of the park, and the minute he got there, something happened to him at the All-Stars, and he came back wounded. And then, you know, finally he got it together, and he was, you know, knocking it out of the park, too. Yeah. But GP2, these guys, I think Bob Myers is right on the money, because these guys that are, like, our players' sons or their coaches' sons, right? I think he's in the right ballpark. That's what I think, anyway.
Appreciate the call, Jack.
Good call.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we've just been told we'll get Patrick Baldwin Jr. at 2:30.
Perfect.
2:30. It's absolutely perfect. 10 minutes, Patrick Baldwin Jr. So I think about who's going to be, you know, is it going to be LeBron and Anthony Davis? Is it going to be Denver? They're a non-champion who might be able to do it.
We played a little game yesterday. Maybe we play this game right now. I played it.
All right.
Excuse me, with Goo. Stock up, stock down.
Okay. Yeah.
Just kind of running through.
Yeah. King stock down.
Take the Warriors out of it.
We'll start there.
But you just start with, like, is Phoenix up or down? Phoenix is down.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Memphis did a lot of different things yesterday.
I think Memphis is stock up.
Okay.
They're great players getting better.
Okay.
They've got a little chip on their shoulder now, too, whether you think it's real or not.
Yeah, Dallas. Dallas up or down? They're kind of flat.
Yeah,
huh?
That's what I think.
Yeah. Dallas a little flat.
I'm going to say
maybe
down.
Christian Wood. That's not nothing.
No, it's not.
He's a different kind of big.
Tell you what. I'm going to say, at the end of the day, I trust Luka Doncic, so I'll say they're on the rise.
Yeah, okay. So Luka Doncic there. Denver, I think, is stock up because they're getting their second and third best players back.
They got to be stock up. And if they're not, then they're done,
Denver probably thinks they're, hey, sixth seed, we should be a one or a two seed next
year. I think so. Absolutely.
You know, assuming that they're healthy. Utah down.
I would agree.
You know, I
think Utah's still going to undergo some changes, too, in the offseason where they're going to be noticeably a worse team.
Yeah, what about the Lakers and the Clippers?
I don't see how the Lakers have anything going, to tell you the truth. I mean, how do they get Kyrie Irving? Like, what does it even look like?
Well, Westbrook has to go, right?
I mean,
somewhere. Doesn't necessarily have to go to Brooklyn.
But why would anybody want Westbrook? Anybody. Any team, any level. See, that's the thing. When I think of Draymond Green,
I don't disagree.
I could see, okay, let's just say hypothetically, Draymond Green's available. Well, guess what? There's 23 teams that will want no part of Draymond Green. 24. And those are all the non-contenders that know he's not going to try hard for him. But if you're one of the six contenders, you might look at Draymond Green and say he puts us over the top. Who would want Westbrook?
I saw a story, I think it might have been Kevin O'Connor, but it was basically saying that the Charlotte Hornets may acquire him because he has an expiring contract, Russell Westbrook, after this year.
Okay.
He's a free agent. So they are trying to shed salary to pay Miles Bridges, who has a contract, I think, due next year it comes
right.
up.
He would get an extension or...
Exactly. So that would be the rationale there. They're shedding salaries to do a trade or something, acquire Westbrook, and then get rid of him.
Yeah. Huh, Michael Lightyear's Jordan, it sounds like.
Knows what he's doing, Stein. He's a smart man.
You want a couple more?
Please. Absolutely.
How about Minnesota?
Stock up.
See, I wonder about them. Stock should be up, but I wonder, are they going to be the team that...
Like the Hawks were the last year?
Yeah, just like the regular season doesn't mean as much, and we're talking about them kind of going through the motions. And
maybe.
Should win 50 games or 48 games, but ends up winning 42, 43 games, and is kind of fighting to get in it late.
But I'm talking big picture. You said
like
stock
them.
Up, stock down.
Should be up.
They made the play-in game.
Should be up.
They made the play-in game.
And won.
Then they got beat in the first round.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying stock up.
Okay.
See, what I think is you're kind of already – I don't care what they think.
It's stock up for now.
Yeah,
until proven otherwise.
But you're absolutely right. They may think they've arrived in a crazy kind of way, kind of like I think Atlanta did.
All I'm saying is they won 46 games.
Right.
They better not struggle to win 42 this year.
I mean, yes and no.
Or I'm out. Or it's like I'm out on them then. If
they lose in the first round again?
No. If they just don't take the regular season as series.
Well, let's see what happens.
Because they haven't done anything to where that's
fair.
Should be the case.
That's fair.
And
but
you know I like them. I like them more than you do even. Think.
All right.
Who else? Pelicans. Should be up, right? Should be up.
Hey. Why? Why should it be up?
Zion Williamson.
It's New Orleans. Yeah. New Orleans has never... I mean, they
Portland?
Just,
stock up?
No.
All right, what about some of the East teams? Miami?
I tell you what, let's do the East on the other side right after Patrick Baldwin.
All right.
All right, Patrick Baldwin Jr. on the other side, 95.7 The Game. Get to know on 95.7. Hell does this guy have all those buttons?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back. We're efforting Patrick Baldwin Jr., 6'10", out of the University of Wisconsin at Milwaukee. Warriors made him the 28th pick in the draft. We were talking about, and when he calls in, we'll obviously pop him right on through. We can do a little stock up, stock down Eastern Conference.
Let me hit you with Miami real quick.
They're stock up.
Okay.
Yeah, they're stock up.
Why?
I like, you know what, in the same kind of way, I like the Warriors, and it's tough to say the what
culture.
Would you say? How about this? What about the Warriors? Stock up, stock down?
Up.
So, but is there a stock up after you've won the title other than winning another title?
Yeah.
So, well, if they get to the, let's say they get to the finals next year and lose.
Like, if you ask me right now, right. Like, I think they're going to win it again.
Okay.
Now, we'll see.
All right, that would be stock up.
Yeah. Okay. I think they got a shot to win it again right now today without any moves being made other than a couple of drafts.
I do too. I think they got a shot.
Like, nobody's done anything else.
No, not yet.
You know, so we'll see. Either they have to decline, which we'll have to see.
I think Heat. I say stock up for the Heat.
Boston.
I just think they're going to be good, and they're going to be good for a while. All right, let's go out to Chase Center. Patrick Baldwin Jr. Was selected by the Golden State Warriors with a number 28. Pick in the draft. Patrick, welcome to the Bay. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling on top of the world. I'm actually down here right now with my family and just checking out, you know, my new home. So I'm ready to get started and ready to get to work.
All right, I got to ask you this as a young man. So you went to bed last night, okay, and you were Patrick Baldwin Jr., and then you woke up this morning and you put your name on a document, and you got $4 million essentially guaranteed. I mean, that must be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it is incredible just to know that, you know, I've changed my family's, you know, financial future. But, I mean, at the same time, it's just surreal. I'm playing the game that I love and, you know, making money on top of it. So it's just a sweet deal.
Patrick Baldwin Jr. joining us on 95.7 The Game. Warriors made him the number 28 pick in the draft. I'm going to ask you to kind of tell Warrior fans about your last 2 years and how you got here. You were very highly recruited out of high school. You ended up going to play for your father at UW-Milwaukee. Can you take us through your senior year in high school through your freshman year in college?
Yeah, so, I mean, senior year through freshman of college, it's really just been a series of, really injuries that have kind of taken me out for prolonged periods. So, I ended up dislocating my ankle my senior year, and that took me out of play for that, and then just was kind of reoccurring throughout my freshman year. But, we're definitely looking to put that all in the past. I think I've got a great team behind me helping out with my ankle and a great training staff down here in Golden State. So, I mean, we're taking care of that. We're trying to cover all bases with my feet and with my health. But, been through a lot. But I'm just ready to take this next step and contribute to a winner.
And then freshman year at Milwaukee, what happened?
Yeah, so, I mean, just kind of similarly, just was taken out of play a ton by injuries, and just playing for my father was a great experience. But it didn't end the way we thought it would, but I'm happy for the opportunity to play for my father, and I learned a ton under him, and I'm just really excited for what he has next, and I'm sure he's excited for what I have next.
Patrick, just kind of update everybody where the injuries stand now. As far as I think Bob Myers last night said, you came in and did some just kind of standstill shooting, not really a workout like maybe a prospect would. Was that maybe health related? And just kind of where are you at as far as the ankle injuries and any of the other injuries at this point?
Yeah, that was not health related at all. I've been able to go full 3-on-3 workouts for, the last 2 months, and, there have been no signs of any injury. But, you know, we just want to make sure when I came in, it was just a quick visit, a quick meeting, just to watch some film and meet some of the people. But, I mean, when, you know, when I take over, some of you guys got to make sure that I have all the bases covered and I'm super healthy. And, but I mean, overall, there was nothing, there was no issues going through the pre-draft process.
And Patrick, so you would project, and obviously the Warriors would have a say in this as well, but you would project to play in the summer league here coming up?
Yeah, I'm sure the Warriors training staff will have a great say in, you know, what I do this summer. But if the opportunity does present itself where I can play, I'm going to jump on that opportunity.
We're joined by Patrick Baldwin Jr. He's the 28th pick by the Golden State Warriors out of University of Wisconsin at Milwaukee. What kind of player are you? You a perimeter player? You like to face up? Do you have one dribble to the rim? Can you do anything inside? How's your defense? Give us a scouting report on yourself.
Yeah, so my scouting report is 6'10" with a long wingspan, which offers a lot of, you know, defensive playmaking abilities. And but at the end of the day, I'm a coach's son, so I'm 6'10". I can pass, dribble, and shoot. Those are the three most important skills in basketball. And then I'm really just a hard worker. So, I mean, I know everybody loves to say it. They're not going to have anybody that outworks them, but I truly want to live by that. And, you know, I believe if I come in with this system and with the resource and information that I have and combine that with my work ethic, I think the sky's the limit for me.
Now, Patrick, when you know, you say you coach his son and pass, dribble, and shoot. I mean, how much does that, in your mind, make the Warriors when you're
selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Her name is called... feel in some ways like the perfect fit just based on the way that they play the game.
Yeah, I mean, they play a beautiful brand of basketball. You know, it's free flowing. It's they know who their guys are offensively. They know where to put the ball, and they know who's their guy at the end of the games that they need the ball in the hands the most. So, I mean, just being able to step into that and, you know, learn and just provide my skill set and my IQ for the game, I think it's kind of a match made in heaven for us.
Patrick Baldwin joining us on 95.7 The Game. The Warriors selected him with a number 28 pick. You know, you mentioned passing, and I was wondering if Warriors got a guard out here named Steph Curry. If you can pass, can you elevate his game? I mean, the guy's kind of had an average career out here. What can you make Steph Curry better?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much better you can do than a four-time champion. But I mean, any time I can be able to find him and just really play off alongside of him and play off of him, I think we can definitely make each other better. But you know, he's carved out a great career for himself, future Hall of Famer. I'm just excited to talk to him and get to meet him and get to compete with him. But I'm really excited to take the court alongside of him.
Now, Patrick, have you heard from Draymond Green yet? One, if you have, what did he have to say to you? If you haven't yet heard from Draymond Green, what are you expecting that phone call to be like? Because I know Bob had said he's waiting to kind of get at you a little bit.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Draymond yet. I haven't really talked to anybody aside from the front office and the coaching staff. So I'm really looking forward to that call, though. I've been on record saying he's one of my idols, and I love his leadership style, just because of what it demands from him as a player. So I'm really looking forward to that call. And I mean, it's Draymond, so I'm not really sure what to expect. But nevertheless, I'm excited to learn from him for the upcoming NBA career.
All right, Patrick, last one. I always ask players this, or I like to know, obviously, how's your left hand? You got a good left hand?
Yeah, I believe I have a great left hand. So my dad's actually ambidextrous, so he shot lefty in high school and righty in college. So I always like to challenge him, you know, to some shooting competitions, and I like to shoot with my left hand. So, you know, I think ambidextrous is something that's important as a passer and as a dribbler, especially being 6'10". So being able to put balls in the money with both hands is, you know, an important part of my skill set.
Patrick, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Best of luck to you, and hopefully we'll be talking to you for a long time to come.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right, Patrick Baldwin Jr., you heard it. I tell you what.
Sounds like a Warrior.
Oh, boy.
Right? I mean, yeah, I know you don't like it when
no,
that...
No. Let me...
Go ahead.
Here's why I said, oh, boy. He said, what's the first thing he said? Passing. Passing was the first thing he said. I mean, look.
It's one of your keys to a winning player.
Especially on this team. I mean, now... If this kid can pass, I mean, who knows? But I just love to hear that, first and foremost. It's like...
Playmaking.
Everybody knows that I love Bogut. I love the way he could pass. And I get it. Bogut's more of a five. I guess this guy, he might project as a five down the line. But, you know, it looks like... If
he's
he
more
say,
of a 3-4.
Is he?
I think. I mean, he was even more of a 2, I think, in college.
I mean, I'm just interviewing. I'm just envisioning Bogut at the top of the circle. All right? But or like here's what I'm envisioning this kid handling the ball, kind of like Draymond holds it a little bit out front and looks around. Because if you're a good passer, you can have fun with this team. You can have a lot of fun with this team, especially if you got a little bit of flash. Now I don't know if he's got flash or not, but I just love that his first thing was that he likes to pass, because then I do think the Warriors are the perfect team for him to come to.
Yeah.
Not score. Pass.
Yeah, and scoring comes eventually. And I know, I think, you know, his 3-point shooting numbers were not great last year. But I think the things that you read is, and again, hearing Bob Myers, they believe that his shot projects to be much better.
Right.
Like he will have a 3-point shot.
Right.
Yeah, he will be able to develop that at the NBA level. And that, you know, 6'10 with the wingspan and the ability to pass. I mean, hell, even if it's just somebody that's standing out on the perimeter, and if somebody runs at him, can just escape and find the right man in the right spot.
Right.
That is enough. Sometimes it's just, you know, being able to make the simple pass is plenty.
Yeah.
Especially when you're with a talented team the way the Warriors have been.
See, the thing, here's another thing that's so the Warriors have just drafted a kid, 19 or 20, another 19 or 20 year old. So forget this year, forget next year. That's it. I don't expect that from him. But the thing that I love about the game, JD, is clearly he's 6'10". He's got some skill. He's in this new kind of NBA. His dad was a coach. Okay, so it like that. Those are all great. How tough is he? How smart is he? How much can he sacrifice? Is he selfish? Is he soft? Like, that's what's going to, all those things are going to determine whether this guy makes it in the NBA.
Sure.
And I think, what does it probably start with? Toughness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this kid tough?
Yeah. We'll have to see.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I like the sound, though, to this point. I like what he had to say and how he said it.
For sure. For sure. And yet, because, hey, look, sometimes, hey, sons of coaches, you know, they're like, he's a lot older than 19. He's a lot older than 19 years old. I guarantee you, he's seen a lot. He played with mediocre players. It's probably a good call. But he only played 11 games.
Dribble, pass, shoot, willing to pass. He's going to know the plays.
Right.
I always think that's funny. He's going to know the plays.
I mean, the thing is,
I know not everybody knows the plays.
It's
all the time.
It's
We've
a
all
skill.
Played with people like that.
Yes.
At any level.
Yeah, especially for a guy like me who knew the position, the play from every position. You know what I'm saying? Donnie, get over to the left.
You're like Draymond out there. Jeez. Hopping up and down.
Ed! To the right, Ed! Luckily, there was no shot clock. They could take all day to get to that other side.
Wow. What a beautiful brand of basketball that must have been.
A long time ago.
Hey, Spadoni.
I wasn't being facetious, Steiny. I love that style. By the way, during the interview, real quick side note, Steve Clifford is going to be the next head coach with the Charlotte Hornets. Obviously, Kenny Atkinson, Warriors assistant head coach, was up for the job, declined.
I feel like he was already the head coach of the
He
Charlotte
was
Hornets.
A couple of years ago. And and he just got let go recently from the Orlando Magic. But he's back
so
with Michael
Steve
Jordan.
Steve Clifford back.
Oh, my God.
Stock up or stock down, JD?
Yeah, down. Stock down.
It's not like you're bringing back Don Nelson. Steve Clifford's fine. He's fine, but see, and I
so
know.
So are they going from Steve Clifford to Borrego to Clifford?
Unless there was somebody else in there we've already forgotten about.
I'm just.
Well, hey, you know,
yeah.
Here's the thing, and I think this is interesting too. Look, I know. I don't know how long Steve Kerr's going to coach. Maybe it's one more year. Maybe it's five more years. I don't know. But, you know, to me.
And the answer is yes.
What?
They are going from Steve Clifford to Borrego
to
Clifford.
Okay. Like, you can't tell me, unless it doesn't happen for 5 years.
I don't know why that's funny to me.
That Kenny Atkinson might not know that Steve Kerr is not going to be around forever. You can't tell me that might not be a small part of why he stayed.
But for how long?
Yeah, I don't know. A couple years,
to
maybe?
To me, that wouldn't... At most, that would be 2 years.
Okay. And I think that's about right. I was thinking about this the other day.
Maybe even one.
So, Kirk... But here's the thing. Kirk coaches 22-23, 23-24, Olympics, night-night. That's what I'm thinking.
After the Olympics in 24.
Right, but the Olympics are actually his last coaching duties.
Sure.
He will have finished 2 years from now, and it's that, you know, that'd be about 10 years too, right? It'd be a 10-year coaching career for Steve Kerr.
Yeah, he started in 14.
He'd be about 60 years old, because he's close to my age. I mean, look, JD, think about this for a minute. Steve Kerr, you know, great high school player, goes to Arizona, successful career at Arizona, gets into the NBA, Bulls, Spurs, championships, plays with Jordan, plays for Popovich, Phil Jackson, comes to the Warriors, they win titles. He did it, it's like just an absolutely escalated career. What the hell's he going to do after 60? Why would he want to coach at 60 years old? With 10 titles, 5 as a player, 5 as, you know what I mean?
Maybe like, he wants to run down Popovich.
I don't see him as that kind of guy, do you?
I don't, but you never know. I think he does really enjoy coaching.
Well, I think he really enjoys coaching because he doesn't coach under any pressure. Coaches with no pressure, and that's what the greats get to do.
You taking a little shot there?
What do you mean?
He gets to coach with any pressure? You saying Steve's a front runner? What are you saying?
Is that what it sounds like?
I'm just...
No, but
Point
he knows.
Clarity.
It's not about getting fired. He knows that if he fails or if, like, his resume is impeccable.
His resume is impeccable, but I got to think there's a little more pressure than.
I don't think so.
I think there's a little more pressure than maybe we think.
But no, okay, fine. But he's got that underlying. But he has this underlying. It's underlying Popovich. It's just basketball.
I think he knows that. Yeah.
Right. And that's kind of what I mean.
Okay.
Like, and I don't know. I would bet. I would put the over under on Steve Kerr at 2 years. And I would have to, and I would take 2 years. Myers, I have no clue about.
Well, never know. What if they win two more chips?
That'd be all the more reason to walk away.
It's on the table, though. I mean, everything's on the table now. You win this year. It's all on the table now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Not five.
I mean,
six.
Look, the one thing the Warriors did this year was, as far as I'm concerned, now some people might be like, well, next year's regular season is going to be a snooze fest because they were the third seed and they won it. I actually disagree. I think that one of the big reasons they won it this year was because everything did kind of come together, whether it was planned or not planned, for the team to be essentially whole by the postseason. And what if you can't manage that? Because that's going to get harder and harder and harder to manage. So, you know, I like, how many games Curry going to play? What's Draymond going to be early in the season? How motivated can they be? Can the young players kind of be the energy that the old guys are going to need all year and help win them games when the old guys maybe don't play that well?
Yeah. Those are all things they're going to have to fight.
Right.
And I think you look at, in hindsight, back at last year, and it all just kind of worked out perfectly. They were great at the beginning, which set the tone for everything else. They had plenty of cushion to deal with the injuries that came later in the year, and it didn't really. They won enough at the end to where it didn't mess up their seeding. They clearly didn't care.
Right.
One through four, they ended up with three. They kind of tapped out on 2-1 pretty early.
True.
And that was fine. But I do think the early season motivation, like what do teams that win championships but also win at a high level and then don't win the championship, it's hard just that next year to get back up.
Definitely.
And think that the games in October, November, December matter. That was an underrated component to the Warriors' success, was they treated October, November, December, January games like they mattered last year and won a lot of them because of that.
Right.
How do you overcome?
Right.
I don't know.
I guess, you know, getting back to the Steve Kerr, the pressure thing. And, of course, they got pressure. But here's my feeling. Here's my point. You think Steve Kerr felt pressure when they went 15-50 and then 39-33? The kind that another coach of another franchise would feel?
No, but I think if this year had been underwhelming, he would have started to feel some pressure.
I think you're right. And
by underwhelming, I mean maybe if they were a six seed or something like that.
But they did win it this year. Yeah. That's why I'm kind of saying.
Well, now it's all bets are off again for a few years.
Right.
For a couple years.
There was one other good thing here. Oh, if Kenny Atkinson knows Kerr's leaving, why wouldn't Mike Brown stick around? I think that's fair, but like Brown's been around longer. Like Brown's been waiting a while. I mean, look, I think the one thing we got to understand is I don't know what Mike Brown was making in Golden State, but let's just say $500,000. I mean, that's $500,000 to $5 million, essentially, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it's probably more than that, I'd say. It's probably more than $500,000.
Okay, but you get the point. The point is these are big boy raises. So maybe Mike Brown just said, you know what, I cannot turn down $20 million over 4 years.
Yeah, especially if, as I've joked, and I love you, Mike, you only end up having to work for two. And then nobody's going to blame you when it doesn't work out.
Do you think Mike Brown will win in Sacramento?
Probably not.
Okay.
And it's not really an indictment on him.
Do you think anybody can win with their ownership?
Eventually. Maybe somebody.
You mean so? The King. Hey, here's the good news for the Kings. They're bound to have one We Believe year, right?
Yeah, I mean, by We Believe, get into the play-in tournament and...
How much time we got, Spino?
Got about minute 30.
Okay.
Larry Harris, assistant GM, coming on at 4 with Lucas Alexander and Ray Rado. 5 o'clock, Patrick Baldwin Sr.
Oh.
Interesting. Wait, Lucas is doing a show with Ratto?
Indeed.
Wow. Look, the phone's already starting to complain about that one in the background.
They got an awful lot to talk about.
Hey, they do, man. Listen, Warriors are going to be in the news, baby, for the next year or two, for show. For show. We got all kinds of interest in the Warriors on 95.7 The Game.
Who is the winningest coach in Hornets history?
Come on. Oh, God. It's Alan Bristow.
Alan Bristow, 505. He is not. He is
hold on.
I think actually fourth.
I will go with
highest winning percentage.
I will go with
Steve Clifford was actually third.
Who's my guy? I know. It's Dick Carter.
Now Dick Carter. Dick Carter, 28-94, first head coach in Hornets history. He was fired.
I still don't think that's a real name.
It is a real name.
Yeah, fired
at the University of Pennsylvania and Penn State. So who coached the Larry Johnson years? I can't remember.
Alan Bristow had the beginning of that. It was actually later. It was Dave Cowens.
That's
Dave
right. He Cowens had some good years there.
Won a 609 winning percentage. Dave Cowens followed by Paul Silas, 573. Steve Clifford, number three, 524.
Have they ever made the second round? Or have they made How about Eastern Conference Finals?
I don't believe so.
I can't.
They have made the second round. Remember they beat the Celtics back in the
Well, that was 90s. With Alonzo Mourning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do remember that. What a time to stop on 96.7.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.